Then Sarvam Bhattacharya, he came. Sarvam Bhattacharya, even in Jagannath Puri, whenever he would go to Jagannath Puri, he would have like hundreds of followers. Like Prabhupada goes anywhere, he has a lot of followers always. Like this. Sarvam, he was a Mayavadi leader, but he always had his followers. And then the Pandas also, they came. It was very interesting. Those Pandas, Mahaprabhu always cautious that anything he does, that if it causes other living being to commit offense, then how they will be delivered. So now, they, you know how offense it is to ready to beat the Lord? I mean, this is like a greatest offense you can think. So they wanted to beat him because he's exhibiting something sentimentalist, not in Jagannath temple properly. So, but they were, Nityananda Prabhu is, that's why he's more merciful than Lord Chaitanya in that sense. They say that when Nityananda Prabhu came, he exhibited same thing but in a different way. When Nityananda Prabhu came, he just immediately ran to the altar. And all these pandas, same pandas, they just came. And Nityananda Prabhu had a Balaram's bhuja danda, means his power of his arm. He went like this. All these hundreds of pandas just lay flat on the ground. They had no idea how this happened. They became paralyzed and they became completely helpless. So the head panda they saw from the far immediately saw that he went to the altar and he took the garland from Jagannath to himself. And Nityananda Prabhu did. And then he was going towards Balaram and the head panda immediately went and took the garland from the Balaram and gave it to him and then bowed down and asked forgiveness. Then all of them got forgiven. Since that time, they were very scared of Nityananda Prabhu. Then they found, it's like a little trickery way. Then they found, oh, he bowed down to Lord Chaitanya. Then they were scared. So they all beg apology and they say, we are scared of this personality, but he is bowing down to that personality we wanted to beat. How much offensive. So this way, Mahaprabhu already delivered all these pandas at that time. Then Mahaprabhu went to Sarvam Bhattacharya's house, where Sarvam Bhattacharya, he was in Jagannath Puri till noon arati time. And notice that this unconscious stage of Lord Chaitanya is not reviving. So he took him to the house with the help of his disciple and the pandas. And then when he came to the house, he's not reviving. That at one point he took a little cotton and he tried to put it near the nostril and then he saw its little movement. So he thought, okay, he's still alive. Then it will be fine. Then he came up with the idea, then this is very interesting. I can teach him to get a train not to fall for this sentimental so-called ecstatic. Now, there is a very fascination in this discussion because Sarvam Bhattacharya, he is a teacher of Mayavad, but yet he knew, I mean, if we ask ourselves within our heart, do we know all this Sudipta symptom? It's in Nectar of Devotion, but Sudipta symptom means the all eight sattvic symptom simultaneously to the highest degree, only visible in Srimati Radhika, Srimati Radharani. That symptom was a presence in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srila Prabhupada gave him a purport, if you read in the beginning of that chapter, that all this, Sarvam Bhattacharya was fully aware of this Rasatattva. Rasatattva means the highest feeling. You know, in Chaitanya Chaitamita, it says, even God's highest pleasure is what? As a God? Mahaprabhu doesn't say that. Avatar Ganesha Bhakta Bhav Adhikar Bhakta Bhav Haite Adhik Sukh Nahiyar. Srila Prabhupada translated, even God enjoying as a God, for all the personality of Godhead in the spiritual world, they enjoy as a God. But the highest pleasure of God is not as a God, as a servant of Krishna. So Krishna himself enjoying as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu higher than Krishna enjoying. In the Chaitanya Adilila 4, it says, Vishaya Jatiya Sukh Amar Asad Ama Hoite Koti Gun Ashrayar Allad Ashray Jatiya Sukh Paite Man Dhai Jatne Asadite Kikori Upai. The Ashray Srimati Radhika, that's why we worship always Srimati Radha Krishna. This two combination is absolute truth. The highest form of bliss that Supreme God enjoy in a form of Srimati Radharani or as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, more than Krishna can enjoy himself. That's why Krishna comes as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it says even God does not enjoy as a God as much as he enjoys as a servant of God. So then, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda Datta, they all arrived in Sarvam Bhattacharya's house. Then Sarvam Bhattacharya found out, and Sarvam Bhattacharya had a very famous brother-in-law. I don't know in America brother-in-law relationship, but in Vedic culture, brother-in-law relationship is very sweet and touchy. You know, touchy, like you cannot push too much or too little. It's like you have to balance it. You cannot have a strike, not American lifestyle, like don't talk or something. No, you have to talk, but at the same time balance, like even if he did mistake. So Sarvam Bhattacharya and Gopinath Acharya had a very interesting lifestyle. But Sarvam Bhattacharya is very fortunate that his brother-in-law, Gopinath Acharya, happened to be the Mahabhagavat, a greatest personality, eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sarvam Bhattacharya, discussed with Gopinath Acharya, that time he told that, can you find out who is this young sannyasi more? He said, oh, I already know. He is from Navadvip. He is not a young sannyasi only. He is a son of Jagannath Mishra. When Sarvam Bhattacharya heard, he's a son of Jagannath Mishra. Oh, my father, Visharad, he is a classmate of Nilambar Chakraborty, who is a father-in-law, Sochimata's father, so Nima's grandfather, Dadu. So then he says, oh, they are classmates. So Nilambar Chakraborty is like my father's age. So he is like my object of affection and protection and care. So it's very nice. This is very nice. It's nothing wrong what Sarvam Bhattacharya thought. He says he is object of my affection and care and protection. So I must do something. I must protect him. I must teach him all this. So Gopinath Acharya is a nice brother-in-law, but when, you know, like Prabhupada said, you never compromise the the truth. So then Gopinath Acharya says, excuse me, he does not need teachings. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. You don't have to teach him anything, because he knows he's a Mayavad teacher. What he's going to teach to God, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So then Sarvam Bhattacharya says, but I have an affection. He is a young sannyasi. I must teach him. Then Gopinath Acharya says, but he is a Supreme Personality of Godhead, as I said. He does not need any protection from, especially from you. Then Sarvam Bhattacharya says, why you come up with this idea that he is God? A young sannyasi, I see a, just a man, human. I'm not accepting your idea of Supreme Personality of Godhead to a young 24-year sannyasi. So then, and then Sarvam Bhattacharya gave also little, prescription, what he's going to do. He said, I'm going to rise him from, as you mentioned, he's from Keshav Bharati. Now I'm going to rise him to the Saraswati Sampradaya, third category to first class, third class to the first class sannyasi. and then I'm going to give him maturity from the immature stage. Then this way he doesn't have to faint and do, and he can protect his whole life from the opposite sex and from sannyas, all this obstacle in life. This is my goal, and I want to do that. Then Gopinath Acharya says, Lord Chaitanya is Yuga Avatar. In Navadvip, I want to tell you that he already started this Sankirtan Jagna. He already delivered millions of people. He already started in a big revolution with Chandkaji and everyone. Sarvama Bhattacharya then argued with his brother-in-law, Gopinath, that how can you say he is a Yuga Avatar? In Kali Yuga, there is no Yuga Avatar. There is only three Yuga has a avatar. That's why it's called Trijuga. So then Sarvama Bhattacharya, then Gopinath Acharya says, I don't want to insult you, but I always thought you may be Pandit, but I never knew that you don't understand the underlining meaning of the scriptures. You only know the external. And then it's a little pinching, you know, when you tell to some scholar, it's like it pinches. So he was feeling a little pinch. Sarvama Bhattacharya says that when you speak something, you must have some evidence. Otherwise, don't speak. Don't say that you know better or I don't know, unless you give evidence. So Gopinath Acharya quoted those words from Mahabharata, Subarna Barna Hemanga Baranga Chandanangadi. Sannyasa kritsamo santa nishta santi parayana. Look at these words, every word, see if it's matching to the lying down sannyasi. What the verse says, that I will come in Kali Yuga, I am a very peaceful sannyasi, very beautiful, golden, and I will be chanting. And exactly what the verse says 5,000 years back, and it's matching or not. Then he quoted, Krishna Varna Tisha Krishna Srimad Bhagavatam says this, that how Krishna will come. He quoted so many verses. Then Sarvama Bhattacharya is thinking, okay, he is right. And then he told him what was the solution. That time, Sarvama Bhattacharya got very angry. And he saw also some other devotee with Gopinath Acharya. He said, I am giving you warning. You are doing a most harmful thing to a young sannyasi, thinking that by promoting himself to think that he is Supreme God. This is the most harmful thing you can do. And you should stop this right now and don't think he is God or keep on telling him he is God. So that time Gopinath Acharya could not take it anymore. So he went to Lord Chaitanya. That time Lord Chaitanya just waking up, and that time he says, O Prabhu, he with a folded hand, he says, I cannot believe what I just heard. Sarvama Bhattacharya does not think that you are Supreme Personality of Godhead. He committed such a big offense. I want you to be angry and give him mercy. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very nice, expert how to collect the soul and curb the pride of Sarvama Bhattacharya, at the same time pacify his internal, eternal associates. So he says, oh, don't speak anything against Sarvama Bhattacharya. I don't find any fault in him. He has a natural affection. You know, his father and my grandfather, they were classmates. He has a natural affection for me. And this is normal. And I don't find any fault. No, Prabhu. Sarvama Bhattacharya's word, it's like an arrow piercing my heart. And if you have to change his attitude and relief, thus I will be relieved from this suffering. And if you don't, I'm not going to eat any more prasadam, or I'm going to do fasting completely. So Lord Chaitanya saw a little bit tough. And then Lord Chaitanya says, he smiled. He says, you are a great devotee. You can pray to Jagannath. Jagannath Dev is very merciful. When Jagannath Dev seeing your prayers, he will grant and he will fulfill your wish. Now you please go and take prasadam. So then Gopinath Acharya understood, all right, then the prayers is already heard. Mahaprabhu, acting as a devotee, he never say, I am a supreme lord. So he says, Jagannath will hear your prayers, and then, even though he is the origin of Jagannath. Jagannath means, today is a Jagannath Ratha Jatra. Jagannath means that Krishna who manifested his separation from Srimati Radhika, that he could not even hold, he became like a melted in a form, with a big, big eye, and a big face. This is Jagannath form. It's also in origin in Vrindavan. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very kind. And when he met Sarvama Bhattacharya, Sarvama Bhattacharya was very happy, and he immediately addressed, oh, I'm so happy that you are son of Jagannath Mishra. And then he narrated the whole past, previous life in Navadvip, about their family and Mahaprabhu's family, how they knew each other, family so long. And then Sarvama Bhattacharya said, but I will teach you Vedanta so that you will never fall down from sannyas life. And you have to learn how to be detached after you learn, and then you will not act like a sentimentalist. So then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's very interesting, Srila Prabhupada gave a very nice purport. He said, Mahaprabhu acted such a good on a loyal student that it softened the heart of Sarvama. He was so humble. He said, oh, I'm so thankful. And then he was like a real good, like a pranipatena, pariprasnana, sevaya, exactly three quality. And then Mahaprabhu was like this. Mahaprabhu says, I am a fool. I don't know what is right and wrong. You are the well-wisher. You know what is good and bad for me. Please train me and teach me. Wow. Such humble submission. It captured Sarvama's heart. So Sarvama Bhattacharya says, I'm very pleased. You are a perfect student. So we'll start our study. So they went. It was very fascinating. For 7 days. You know, mute, in computer, mute. What is mute? It's there, but not active. So kind of like this. So Mahaprabhu remained like a mute. I was thinking like the way Sarvama Bhattacharya says. So Sarvama Bhattacharya, after seeing for 7 days like this, like a mute, doesn't move or doesn't say or doesn't blink or happy or sad or morose or some reaction to see if it is good or bad or what. So then Sarvama Bhattacharya thought, this is the only time, he even checked his own pulse and heart, that whatever I studied in entire my life, this is the best shot I gave in one time. And he was surprised. And there was no result. There is no reaction. Because before he gave half year, quarter year, you know, little different sannyasi, they are very thrilled or this, that. But this time he gave 100% of his own understanding completely, where he found no reaction. And it affected him. So he says, I gave the best of my Vedanta and I draw no response from you. Who are you? Why are you acting like this? Many sannyasi I taught. You maintain a strange and silence. So I don't know whether you understand what I said or not understand what I said. So then Lord Chaitanya says, I am a fool. You are biggest pandit of the world. How can I understand your scholarly commentary? Then Sarvama Bhattacharya got angry. Because humbleness and fake humility has two differences. So he's thinking like, if you're really humble, then you should have inquired. But you took the position, but you're not inquiring. He said, he was angry. He says, if you don't understand, then why not asking me? How am I to know whether you understand or what you don't understand? Then Lord Chaitanya says, No, no, I understand very well the aphorism. How many aphorism? 550 or 555? Some say 550, some say 555. 555 Vedanta Sutra, Prabhupada write gist code, aphorism. So is there, those aphorism is there. And when you quote those aphorism, I understand very well. Why? Because sata praman ved satya je koy lakshana karile ved pramanno hani hoy. Sata praman ved. Sata praman ved means, sata means self existing, self manifesting. Nobody goes to UF to learn if they are this, if they are the body. Anybody goes there? They are born with it. I am this boy, I am this girl. This is like a self-manifested, apparently. It is a three-mode self-manifested, not spiritual, but spiritual Veda is more than that. Nobody goes to the school, you have say, how can I be learn how to be a lusty man? No, this is like a self-manifesting. When the time comes in their body, they feel. So something like this, some idea, it is not exactly like this, that the Veda, when our submission, surrender to our Guru's lotus feet, Prabhupada's lotus feet, will be complete, at that time the Veda reveal itself in the heart, from the heart of Guru to disciple. No need some explanation or understanding from outside. So Mahaprabhu says, Svata Praman Ved Satya Je Koy Lakshmana Kar. But when you are, Lakshmana means you are interpreting what that aphorism is, I am seeing something like a beautiful light, sun rays from the Veda aphorism is like a sun rays, and your explanation is like a becoming a cloud and covering that sun rays. So then I feel disturbed. Why are you covering the sun rays? So this is like the biggest insult you can do to an interpreter. So then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvama Bhattacharya got very angry. You are so proud to teach me in my old age? Okay. Teach me then. It was kind of like a... Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very kind. Actually, if you think the way he molded it so scientifically, he says, fault, there is a fault, but it's not your fault. Your explanation is correct. So far, it is based on the commentary of Shankaracharya. But you did not know the inner purpose of Shankaracharya. And Prabhupada gave so many purport on this. You know, there's a 284 slokas. It's a big chapter. We took almost a year, right? Or something like that. So, then he says, you have to learn what is the inner purpose. Then Mahaprabhu revealed that mistake in your teachings, that all your explanations, Shankaracharya, you must know, at least then Mahaprabhu quoted this, Sagamai Kalpite, Sagamai Kalpite Tamcha Janan Mat Bimukhan Kuru, Mat Bimukhan Kuru. When the Buddhism took over, I'm not going in the whole history, but I'm going to start from there. When Buddhism took over, that time the Jagna is reduced and the Veda disappearing slowly, slowly from all the scholarly, thoughtful or conscious-minded people. And that is the very dangerous. Without head, the society will collapse. So when the Veda was disappearing, that time, in order to bring the Veda back, so he, Lord Krishna himself, told the Lord Shiva, please, you have to go and do something like this. What? That you're going to create a philosophy, Shastra, which is against Veda, which is against me, which is against my bhakti. Three eternal truths, Bhagavan, Bhakta, and Bhakti. And against these three. And if you do this, then this will turn away all the demonic nature. That's fine. All the demonic nature will be there attracted for this, and then innocent public will take the pure bhakti, and this will please me. So then in the beginning, Lord Shiva did not like it. Can you imagine if Krishna tells you to go and tell everybody that there is no such personality called Krishna, there is no God? I mean, they will be like, why? You do exist, you are the most lovable, how can I say that? So it's very difficult even for Lord Shiva. But because Lord Shiva is the only one who can concoct and put the illusion to them to make this, and he did. And then Mahaprabhu quoted another one, Mayavadam asat sastram prachanna buddha ucchate mayeva bhita devi kalo brahmana murtina. Even in Padma Puran clearly it says this, that Mayavadam asat sastram, this Mayavad is nothing but asat sastra. It is a sastra which is made of maya. It is made of temporary, illusory topics. Mayavad does not talk about God so much. It talks about two things, this world and this living being. Both are manifestation of illusion. This is what they emphasize. In other words, there is no such thing called you or me. There is no, only one thing, one substance called Brahman. Eko Brahma Ditiyo Nasti. Ekam Eva Adityam. All these verses. And then he quoted these four vakya to establish this. Who am I? Aham Brahmasmi. Who are you? Tattamasi. You are the same as I am. Aham Brahmasmi Tattamasi. What about this world? Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Everything is Brahman. So what we are doing here? Prajnanam Brahma, shoot for the Brahman, that Gyan, light, illumination, sam. So these are the four, but these are not Mahavaikya, Mahaprabhu says. Mahaprabhu says, Pranava, the Pranava, Prakrita, Pranava Sarva Vedesu, that Omkar is Krishna, that is not accepted or established by the Mayavad, but they quote other four from the Shastra to establish their doctrine. So then Mahaprabhu went and smashed the idea of Sagun Brahma and Nirgun Brahma's misconception. And then finally, final Siddhanta Mahaprabhu gave to Sarvama Bhattacharya, that even Buddha concluded that finally I am, you or this world, all three are one. And it's a very unique, I just looking for the time to squeeze this, how, like say, you are eternal, how long you live? Well, I live here, so when your body dies, what happened to you? Well, I go reincarnate, and then when that I give you an example. I am seeing this mat. This seeing, perception, and power to see are same or no? Who is the seer? The soul or the seeing, perception, the power to see is the soul? This is a very subtle, maybe another day. But anyway, this is very subtle, that Buddhism, they think this, that if I close my eye, the mat is not there. So then power to see is diminished. So they say their eye is finished. But in order to diminish that eye, this physical eye is not enough. You have to take so many lives until your perceiving capacity will be merged into or illuminated with intelligence called Bodhisattva. You have to, your perception has to be illuminated with intelligence to be stuck in that, then you will be like disappear, void, everything's gone. So Mahaprabhu explained this, and then he says, but Shankara, he says, no, it is not gone, you are not gone, you are still there. Who are you then? So you are that Brahman. So then if you say, what is in that Brahman? Well, actually there is nothing too. So it's a little another trap. It's like a sophisticated trap in order to trap those cleverly demoniac type of philosophers. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smashed all the arguments Sarvama Bhattacharya had one by one and established very sweetly that Shankaracharya, he did Vivartavad, Nirvisheshvad and Nastikvad, all were condemned and thoroughly Mahaprabhu smashed it. And by what process Sarvama Bhattacharya did? Chala, Vitanda, Nigraha is also smashed. Then he says, this darshan, this Mayavad darshan is only applicable to the demoniac nature. It is not for the living being in an innocent or ordinary living being. It is only for the demoniac nature who will disturb the devotee. So you give them something so they don't disturb the devotee. Leave them alone. This is Mahaprabhu's final conclusion. Then Sarvama Bhattacharya was shocked. He was really shocked. And he was surprised. That time... that time Sarvama Bhattacharya was inner contemplating that all these 7 days discussion was unsubstantial and unreal. I had no base. Then give me the proper meaning. Then Mahaprabhu gave the proper meaning of Vedanta. He quoted this verse. Prabhupada also quoted this. Arthayam Brahma Sutranam Bhartiyo Vininaya. If you want to know any scriptures in our meaning, you come to Bhagavatam. Arthaya Brahma, Arthaya Brahma Sutranam, Bharatiya Vininaya. You want to know what is Mahabharat? You come to Bhagavatam. You cannot find from Mahabharat. It's very clearly. That means conclusion of Mahabharat or Ramayan, everything is in Srimad Bhagavatam. Vedecho Puranecho Iva. Vedecho Ramayana Chaiva Purane Bharati Tatha Addabantecho Maddecho Harihi Sarvatra Giyate. But who can find it? Not possible. So they have to come to Bhagavatam. Then Mahaprabhu establishes the position of Srimad Bhagavatam and the Gayatri Mantra and the Om is Mahavakya. Krishna's name is most important. That time Sarvama Bhattacharya out of his reformation taking place, he regained his lost little bit of prestige, still like going away, fading away, but he's trying to hold on to it. So he asked, would you be able to explain me this verse? Atma Ramascha Munaya Nirganta Opi Guru Krame Kurvanti Ahitu Kim Bhakti Ittam Bhutta Guna Hari. The Mahaprabhu is very genius. He said, no, I want to hear from you. What do you understand? So Mahaprabhu Sarvama Bhattacharya, he gave his best shot, last forever. If it wins, wins. If it doesn't win, that's it. It's no more coming back. So he gave his nine explanation, the best. Mahaprabhu smiled and he didn't say anything. He was just not even touching any of Sarvama Bhattacharya's explanation and gave a beautiful explanation, 18. While Sarvama Bhattacharya was literally hearing the explanation of Mahaprabhu, it woke him up that in this universe, nobody has a power to go beyond my explanation. This personality is not going beyond my explanation. He's going way above that. He has nothing to touch with mine. Mine is completely rejected and is giving such a soothing, nourishing and inner fulfillment. The Sarvam started falling and as a result, he repented, he regretted. That was so good that he started literally with his Bhattacharya mane hoila chamatkar Prabhu Krishna jani kai apan adhikar ihoto sakshat Krishna muite janiya mahaparada koino garibito hoiya atmaninda kori leila Prabhu ra saran kripa koribare tabe Prabhu ra hoila man. When he started, then he opened his mouth and started criticizing himself to Mahaprabhu. Oh, I am so bad. I thought I knew everything in the world. I was the top of this and please forgive me. When this regret depends. It softened Mahaprabhu's heart. That time Mahaprabhu gave him the Sarabhu's darshan. First darshan was 400 form Vishnu. Then was Lord Krishna. And then he saw Lord Chaitanya is holding all, both form. Then Sarvama Bhattacharya could not control himself. He just immediately fell at his feet. And prayers started and crying and rolling on the ground. And he folded hand. He's just begging. Apology again and again, and instantly he composed. What was that transformation took place? You can read those 100 verses in a book, that what was the transformation took place. So sweet. That time Mahaprabhu, when the reformation took place, that time Sarvama Bhattacharya, completely different person. He became so close, then Mahaprabhu, he embraced him. Then after that, I'm almost done. I can't believe that. Just 2 minutes. Let's see if I can finish, because this is says the end of the result. So then Sarvama Bhattacharya says, I'm trying to squeeze it. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the next day he went to Jagannath temple and he brought some prasadam and he gave the prasadam Sarvama Bhattacharya and he quote this verse, Suska Parjashitam Bapi Nita Bapi Duradeshataha Prakti Matrena Bhaktibham Natra Kala Vicharana. One should not hesitate whenever the prasadam of Krishna comes. Till today, if you go to their house, on that place, I won't be able to completely finish, but at least I'll end with this. There is one Salbeg tomb is there in the Ratha Jatra road. This prasadam is so fascinating. The Jagannath Dev left, Jagannath Puri also expanded by Srila Prabhupada's request, and Srila Prabhupada brought him to eat pizza, pasta, everywhere and all over the world now. But it is very difficult by the smart of those days, Sarvama Bhattacharya. So I remember we are talking about this smart ideas, because still today the smart are very prominent. They could not understand. But if somebody is intelligent, those who are intelligent, smart, they wonder. The Ratha Jatra came, you know, Ratha Jatra, millions of people are there, literally millions of people are pushing and pulling and singing, dancing, watching, just like a big show. And Jagannath Rath will not move for 3 hours. You know why? For one devotee, his name was Shalbed. He was born in a Muslim family. And he did not have a luxury food to offer to Jagannath. And he would make khichdi. Whenever you don't find too many items, you just mix everything, it's called khichdi. So he made khichdi, and Jagannath would leave from Jagannath temple and would come to eat in his place. So he was new by the smartas, but he was very scared that they don't want him to come nearby. So when Ratha Jatra came, they said, oh, this is the time you can get darshan of the Lord. But he cannot come in front of the cart. People will like, even though Ratha Jatra time everybody can embrace, but he was scared because everybody will look at him, oh, Jagannath goes out to eat from his own hand. Yes, Jagannath did. Even the head panda was scared because when they came, they saw that Jagannath has just some prasadam on his lip. And then they smelled. This is not cooked here. This is cooked somewhere. So they fainted in the trance. Jagannath shows that my devotee in that place, he was feeding me and he loves me so much while he is feeding me, so I go there to eat. He is called Bhavagrahi Janardhan. Jagannath is Bhavagrahi Janardhan. So this Salbeg, he came and he is praying his love poems for Jagannath. With these millions of people, Jagannath does not mind. He just waits. Million people can wait or not, that's up to them. But he waits. All universal Lord,
Jagannath Dev wait for this little boy praying for hours and hours and hours. They could not find. At the end they found, that boy is praying, that's why he's not moving. All this endeavor failed. And that boy is not stopping praying. And they cannot do anything because Jagannath is hearing, they're scared. And he's outcast. They don't want to go nearby him, they don't want to bring him close, they're just overwhelmed. And he's just crying and praying and praying and praying and praying for hours and hours and hours. And all the millions of people are stuck. What he's praying only he knows, because he's half word is coming out, half word is inside, and he's crying, and Jagannath is tasting, he's tasting. This is Mahaprabhu's tasting with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya liberation, deliberation ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samavata Vaishnavinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bhava.